It's another outside the box, hoping to say something memorable. Today's topic is the cone of learning. When I give a workshop, I usually tell the group that I remember 25% of what I hear, 50% of what I read, and 75% of what I say. The point is, the more we all say, rather than just hear or read, the more we remember and learn. So speak up. Don't just listen to me go on and on. Now, I've recently found out that there's a theory behind this learning strategy. It's called the cone of learning, or the learning pyramid, credited to the National Training Laboratories, or NTL, formerly in Bethel, Maine, and now in Maryland. NTL's cone of learning pyramid says that a person retains only 5% of a lecture they're listening to, 10% of what they read, 20% of an audiovisual presentation, 30% of something demonstrated to them, 50% of information being discussed, 75% of something they're doing or writing, and 90% of what they're teaching to others. It's the same idea. A person remembers and understands more of what they say and do, an active method of learning, than what they hear or read, a passive method. Unfortunately, many critics of this learning approach think the numbers are made up, and even NTL can't remember where they got the numbers or find any research to verify their claim. So, in reality, these numbers are probably a bunch of baloney. Type NTL cone of learning into a search engine, and you'll find both the cone of learning pyramid graphic and criticisms of it. But more importantly, if these numbers are even close to reality, why am I bothering to do these features every week when you might only remember one word out of 20 of what I said? Why are you bothering to listen when anything intelligent I might have said has disappeared from your mind within 10 minutes, an hour, or a day? If I asked you a week later, 5 days later, even the next day, what I said in the previous feature, could you even remember the topic? Maybe if I just said blah, 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 blah for the rest of this feature, you might remember that better than any coherent words. Now, I really do appreciate those of you willing to listen to today's Outside the Box feature, or even week after week. The point is not to put you down if you can't remember everything I said. The cone of learning is really about how people learn best, and listening to a radio feature just ain't the best way to do it. Radio's usually one-way communication. It's not great, but sometimes it's all we have. To be truthful, I do these features at least as much for me as for you. The other end of the cone of learning, if you remember from earlier in the feature, do you? Is that we might retain as much as 90% of what we write and then say out loud, which is what I'm doing now. I do remember old features, some as far back as 9 years ago when I first started Outside the Box. The good thing about these features is that you don't have to remember any of what I said, not even 5%. If you think I said anything useful, you can go to the radio station's archives and replay the feature once or as many times as you want. Do you think there's at least some truth to this so-called cone of learning? What did you learn from this feature, if anything? I'm Larry Danziger, forgetting just about everything I just said, except maybe the blah, blah, blah part.